Some of the Q-commerce success stories. Zepto, the pioneer of Q-commerce in India, founded by two Mumbai teenagers, Adit Palancha and Kavailya Vora, in April 2021, just after the pandemic, and jolted the market with a 10 minutes delivery proposition. They actually, their whole proposition to the market, or to the marketing thing, that was that they will deliver in 10 minutes. And everybody that time was questioning, oh, really, is this company really going to survive? It's creating a too much of a challenge for themselves to deliver. But they kept up to their word. They worked backwards towards their logistic teams to streamline all the processes in such a way that they can deliver before 10 minutes. In fact, this ideology, if you realize, it has been aped somewhere down from Domino's. Around years ago, Domino's used to market themselves saying that they will deliver within 30 minutes or the pizza is free, and people started buying Domino's. There was a high rise in sale in Domino's because of this whole marketing strategy. And I think similar something Zepto did, they're delivering grocery and these kind of products in 10 minutes. This happened when others were delivering in 4 to 5 days. So other websites were delivering with ease and all that 4 to 5 days. And suddenly Zepto comes into existence saying that we will deliver in 10 minutes. Everybody in the market was shaken. Zepto is now valued at whooping $900 million. Zepto currently delivers 3,500 products across 11 cities in 10 minutes flat. These services are available in Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Ghaziabad, and other cities. Blinkit, Swiggy, Instamart, Tata Group owned Big Basket, also scaling up to BB Now to offer 20 to 30 minutes deliveries for over 3,000 products. Blinkit announced recently that it processes over a million of orders a week across 12 cities. So all these companies who are the competitors in the market, they all have scaled up their process. Same day delivery is when an item is delivered on the same day that the customer ordered it. So this is the same delivery. I ordered it morning 10 o'clock and I receive it by 6 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. All of this is same day delivery. Consumers' demand for same-day shipping is skyrocketing. Now, everybody's got used to the new standard of delivery that I expect. After Blinkit and Zepto doing all these within few hours or few minutes delivery. Now, I also, as a customer, have lost the patience when I have to order such kind of things which I needed regularly and during the day. It's more like the habit has got spoiled, I would say this way. Same-day delivery in e-commerce can take the success rate of the business to another level. Because the companies now in the competition have to deliver on the same day, you know, they have started investing a lot on dark store warehouses and all of this so that they can deliver. They have the entire governance and control of the product. The minute you don't have the control and the governance of the product, you can't cater to same day delivery. It is very difficult. Or you need to have a merchant who is a grocer whom you can trust that he will make sure the inventory is available for you. You know, if you realize, because of this change in the expectation of the consumer, the backend processes have accelerated to another level. It is for this reason, the reason that more and more businesses decide to implement strategies to offer fast shipping solutions. Earlier, there was a few hours delivery. Now, there are few minutes delivery, 10 minutes delivery. Every company that comes in the market as a new player finds a different strategy, and they obviously work towards the back end of the for it. But every company is coming with new strategies for this. To deliver orders quickly, the inventory has to be fulfilled locally. That means these kind of orders are never bought from different city, different state. They are in fact within the radar of 1 to 2 kilometers only. Either from the distribution center, that would be the dark warehouses, micro fulfillment centers, or the stores that are relatively close to the customer. So these are the three kind of warehouses that have been created by these companies to deliver locally within 10 minutes or within 15-20 minutes. A level of customer satisfaction. The key benefits of same day delivery is the level of customer satisfaction has really increased. The customer satisfaction will be higher if they are able to make purchases and receive the products on the same day. Doesn't that bring a smile to you also when you receive the order same day if you have ordered on Amazon in the morning and receive it by the evening? Less friction in the purchase decision. So this creates less friction also. Evidence has proven to increase customers' online purchase decision. Because of immediacy, because immediacy is getting something urgently delivered to you. Because of this, customers are increased buying online. Maybe when I have to, suppose if I am staying in Bandra and I have to order some product which is available in Borivali, you know, but I don't have the time to go and pick it up or buy or try. All I do is I just order it online in one of either on the company's website, the brand's website, or I do it on the marketplace, you know, and then I simply expect the delivery to come to me within a day. It saves my time, my efforts to go all the way to Borivali. Now, within the city also, as a customer, I'm a little lazy to travel so far, which earlier was a norm. Immediacy has proven to increase the customer's online purchase decision. Reduced cart abandonment rates is another benefit of adopting same-day delivery. Because you have this notification showing at your at the cart during the checkout that you will deliver probably at this hour of the day, that has decreased the abandonment of the cart. You know, customers are now wanting to buy because they're just happy you're giving the product to him early. Because this product at the other website, you probably get it the next day. Low inventory cost. Since utilizing a same day delivery service, companies are able to store less daily inventories. What happens in these kind of warehouses? The inventory is managed on daily basis. As per the sales or damaged goods, immediately the next day the replenishment is done. The same FMCG distributor who used to deliver it to the grocer is now delivering it to these black storehouses, warehouses, and they are replenished daily basis. Unless the product has a, like products like bread and all of this are replenished every day. Products like ketchup, products like other Maggi and all that, they are probably replenished once a week. Depending on the demand of the product, the sale of the product. In quick commerce, because the stock is able to enter and exit from the warehouse quickly, that means when you receive the stock, the stock gets out of the warehouse also quickly. Generally, the items which will get stuck are never kept warehoused. This is due to the efficiency of the stock process, due to the high sale and high demand of the product. It is simpler to design a system for automatic sorting of the extra order volumes too. With the extra order volumes too. Maintain a competitive edge. With so many businesses offering next day delivery and other advantages, it's critical to provide things that your competitors do not have. So the competitors earlier didn't have the same day delivery. These new companies and newbies have come and they have created this new strategy, and now everybody has to honor to it. So you haven't, because you have the first mover's advantage as a company, you will always have an advantage of the customer trusting you more. But the point is, it's good to form such strategies, but it is more important to adhere to them. Increasing conversion rates. A website with a quicker delivery promise gets more order conversions than one with a delayed delivery promise. That's the reason on roads you see, earlier Big Basket used to have these vans. They never used to have these small, they used to do cumulative delivery in the locality. you know. But now on the roads, all I see, there are four people, courier people, without fail I see it on the road. One is Zepto, one is Blinkit, one is Swiggy, and one is Zomato. These four category companies, four companies have dominated the industry, and delivery has been started being so impromptu that they are actually now making customers feel that apart from them, there's nobody else they can trust. About 64% of the customer demand to know the estimated delivery time before purchasing. So even when I'm trying to place an order on Zomato, I want to know by when will I receive the order, or else I don't want to order. You know, even when I'm placing an order on JioMart, or I'm placing an order on DMart or Amazon or Myntra, take the name you want, you know, I want to know when I will receive the piece, or I lose the interest of even placing the order. And that could be an FMCG product, that could be grocery, that could be stationery, that could be some novel, that could be some apparel, that could be some electronic too. Additionally, 28% of the shoppers consider delivery time one of the biggest factors when ranking an online retailer. So one of my friends was wanting to gift his wife with a mobile phone on her birthday, and he decided this some 2 or 3 days or maybe 4 days in advance. That particular mobile, Android mobile, was available on all the portals, you know, and he asked us to quickly search which website or which app will deliver faster. So it's the same product which is available on all the portals, but only because the website is delivering faster, or the app is delivering, or the company is delivering faster, that he will go and choose, because ideally he trusts the brand he's buying. If he's buying a worth 30,000 phone for his wife, you know, and he wants to give it on a special occasion, in such a circumstances, he wanted before the birthday to surprise her. Are you understanding how the need of delivery timeline confirmation before order has become so important in different scenarios? One of the biggest factors when ranking an online retailer. Key benefits of same day delivery. 30% of the millennials will only buy from retailers guaranteeing same day delivery. With millennials, it is a norm for them to have goods or their orders on the same day. Is something that they think it's very casual and it is expected. Consumers are willing to pay more for same day delivery. I know a lot of people of 20 and 25, they pay 20, 30, 40, 50 rupees extra just for same day delivery. Just that they are very anxious to receive the order. This is the same day delivery ideology works best with people who have zero patience, and they are millennials. They are people who are working. They are people who have the money. This is the age group between, I will say, 18 to maybe 45, 50. You know, the older age group is not the target audience for quick deliveries, is because they have the patience. They can wait and they can get it around. They are not in the hurry to receive the goods. Consumers, 58% customers were willing to pay more for same day delivery of the packages. So people are paying, that is 58% of the customers are ready to pay extra. Even I have paid extra to get the product earlier at my house, the order earlier to my place. We all know in advance before checkout by when we will receive the order, and may that be Zepto, Big Basket, Amazon Prime helps us decide whether to place the order or not to place the order also. As I said, my friend also decided depending on the delivery timeline. So it is not they are selling products, but they are actually selling services, if you realize. These companies are now pioneering or capitalizing on the services they are offering to you. Limitation of same day delivery. Need advanced logistics solutions. In order to offer same day delivery services, business must invest in advanced logistics. Like a dark stores are advanced logistics. It's a demand that was created by the situation. You know, they also have, they need to have all the technology and technology and advancement in place. The manpower has to be equipped how to deal with orders. The product must be packed and kept ready at the right time for the pickup. For this, the inventory management must be advanced. The staff must be well trained, as I told you, and equipped to handle fast deliveries. And the transportation system must be reliable, you know. Somewhere down the lane, these Yulu and electric bikes have really given a lot of push or a boost to these quick commerce websites, you know, because all the executives earlier were either on cycle or they were on bikes like Kinetic, and now they all of them are at a very economic cost, and the electric bikes helping to also save the fuel, the cost, and also save the environment. So there's a downside to this story also. The limitations is like countries like India or cities like, there are some cities in India like Mumbai, Delhi, they are not fully developed. The infrastructure is not ready. If you go to Chandigarh, yes, the infrastructure is very well made. There is good landscape. There is good to and fro of the traffic over there, you know. But maximum of the Indian cities, metros and hubs are who are using the quick commerce as an luxury, as a norm, having a problem of infrastructure. Now this manpower, which is has to be equipped and trained how to deal with situations. Suppose in Mumbai you have a Mumbai is a city that you will have a heavy rainfall at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and suddenly at 3 o'clock it will turn sunny. You know, and you might expect that this might be the heaviest rainy day of the probably season, but which doesn't happen this way. The weather is so erratic in most of the cities over here. So the staff is to be equipped how to deal with these kind of situations, how to deliver, how to deal with the clients, and also intimidate the clients, intimidate them, then tell them that this is the reason, that's why I'm delayed. You know, when the clients have in quick commerce been updated about this, the empathy grows, the accountability from your company grows, and it creates trust between the client and the you. So basically, when they say that the staff is equipped, they are not only equipped to do the routine job every day, they have to be equipped to do with all the different situations that can arise in that particular locality. Suppose if it is the bottleneck area of Lokhandwala, and there has to be delivery done in that area at evening 8 o'clock or morning 10 o'clock. So it's the time there's a lot of traffic jam. So accordingly, you have to manage your deliveries in such a way, you have to find such routes and such roads that you can reach faster to your client. And if not, then intimate the client so that the client does not get disappointment. One disappointment to this client. The same product is available on Blinkit, Zepto will lose the client. So it's very smart way to deal. It is very important to be very impromptu and be very proactive rather than be reactive in your entire process of logistic management in quick commerce. Require initial investments. Businesses that offer same-day delivery have to make initial investment that are beneficial in the long term. These investments are made in warehouse solutions, technology, and marketing. A quick commerce, this is what Zepto did, created dark storehouses. They created an app technology, the technology that is integrated so well that gets quickly updated at the back end with the warehouses team, as well as with the customer at this front end, you know, and marketing. You can get your goods in 10 minutes. Zepto is famous for this. You know, so these three segments have to be focused at the initial stage, which will be a lot of finance will go in this, a lot of money gets pumped into this, but in the long run, it all pays out. So you need to have a good financial backbone when you come in the industry, you know, to start off with, or a very good idea kind of dies off, you know, if there is no financial backing. Most of these companies' valuation is very high. You know, but if you go to actually check profits on books, they'll show profits, but actually there aren't profits over there. Same day delivery in India. Amazon same day delivery. The guaranteed one day delivery option is available in select cities for items fulfilled by Amazon for over 5,000 items. So there are around 5,000 items or maybe above than that deliver within one day. And how is this possible? Because in their warehouses, all these products are available in all their dark storerooms that are available. These products are available over there in the locality, and that's the reason they can deliver. If not in the locality, so maximum in the outskirts of the city, which can travel within the city and deliver the goods. Third PL, third party logistics services provider, Delhivery India, also promises same day delivery. So Delhivery as a logistic provider also promises same day delivery. So if you are looking out for company currently for same day delivery, then I think you should go to Delhivery. Third party logistic partner, Delhivery India, promises the same day delivery. Delhivery offers guaranteed same day delivery service in 15 cities. Orders received as late as 3 p.m. from consumers are delivered on the same day. So there are around 15 cities. They give this services specifically. They have a manpower over there for specifically delivering the same day. And ideally, the cutoff time for any order for any company, that could be a brand or that could be a marketplace, is 12 o'clock. But Delhivery is also okay to deliver goods which have been ordered at 3 o'clock, and the man will come around 4 o'clock. The cutoff time to pick up the orders will be 4 o'clock, and he'll probably deliver it before the night to your house. Delhivery partners with direct to customer brands and identify fast moving SKUs, stock keeping units that will be stocked in the Delhivery's warehouses within the city, close to the end consumer. So what does Delhivery do? He stocks these kind of SKUs which have a very high demand and which require same day delivery. And he'll stock them into the warehouses which is closer to the end consumer. And he takes all these products, consulting with the brand and seeing the sale of the product, and he stocks it in his own warehouse too. When a customer selects a product, Delhivery system shows which SKUs are available for same day delivery. So there is a notification bar, some different color or some bold thing written when it is going to be, whether this product you will get it within the same day or maybe within 24 hours, that is tomorrow, or maybe after 48 hours. When the customer completes the purchase from the website, their technology transfers the order to the closest warehouse. This is how the API works, the integration works. The order gets transferred to the closest warehouse over there. The shipment is then moved into the delivery network through which the customer receives the package a few hours after placing the order. And this is how all these case stories will help you to decide and understand how does quick commerce works. Let's have a quick wrap up of this chapter. Industry trends show the quick commerce and same day delivery will grow exponentially in the coming years as multiple retailers embrace these fulfillment models. Change in consumer behavior post COVID-19 are fueling this growth. Customers will expect more product variety such as electronics and clothing and cosmetics to be delivered in a short time. Earlier, now the customers still have the threshold to wait for 2 days for a mobile or an electronic being ordered or for any cosmetics. Personal care products which are not cosmetics so much are not expected on the same day delivery currently. Not all the entire beauty segment, well, maybe 50 to 60% of it, but sooner they will cover the entire personal care segment. One way to respond to the rapid change in the market is to integrate technology and automation in warehouses and logistics. So one way to respond is you put the technology so that they can run the processes faster. Everybody gets real-time update or at the same level at different physical locations. That is the mother warehouse, the small warehouse, the micro warehouse, the customer, the brand, everybody gets the inventory and order updates. Fast logistics is of the utmost importance, without which companies cannot meet the ultimate goal of the platform, that is helping customers get products at their doorstep in time period defined by them. This is how quick commerce has actually taken birth in COVID. You know, something out of necessity was there, and now it has become a norm and a standard expectation of the customers. I hope with all these case studies, you will be able to understand and find more opportunities to grow in this industry. Thank you.